Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There we go, a little drum banging to get the weekend underway. Great to have you along. The 5 o'clock Follies now officially underway here on the Bobby Mack Show, and we're on the road today. I'm here in the lobby, the atrium lobby of the Embassy Suites Hotel here in Greenville on Verde Boulevard, and we're here for the big kickoff that happens a bit later tonight for the Rock the Red USA convention. One of the speakers is going to be joining me momentarily. In the meantime, here on the Friday free-for-all, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Ted is next up and is in Greer. Hi, Ted, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mr. Mack? Happy Friday.
Thank you, sir. So far, so good.
So far, so good. With where you're at, it's great, I'd imagine.
You bet. It is terrific. A lot of the vendors are setting up here in the lobby. The speakers are starting to come in, and the excitement and the momentum is building.
I've got a theory to float that I thought of the other day about why Nancy Pelosi took so long to bring the articles of impeachment over to the Senate.
Because she was drunk? No, that may not be.
Well, maybe. We don't know. I mean, you know, maybe Boehner left a little hooch in the desk. I don't know.
It's entirely possible.
So I'm thinking about this for a minute. I know a couple of lifelong Democrats, and they tell me stuff like, you know, I might have to vote with you guys next time around. We got nobody. It's a field of idiots. Even Van Jones has come out and said they've got nobody. So,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
you've got a primary going on.
And he's a commie who's on CNN.
There you go. So would tell me Nancy Pelosi really doesn't want the primary going on. So by delaying this, what she does is she ensures that Bernie Sanders, who's probably going to wind up becoming the front runner again, delays him from getting any work done at the Iowa caucus now for the last week and a half or so before the caucus.
Yeah.
They can't very well just take it away from him like they did last time, because two times in a row, and surely even his supporters will figure out that something's there, and they can't afford them to leave the party and not vote.
Yeah, the way they gamed the system last time with the superdelegates for Hillary.
Exactly. So if you wait long enough until right before that, and then you bring the articles of impeachment over, you pretty much delay the opportunity for Bernie Sanders and Warren to be involved in campaigning right before the Iowa caucus. Now, if you want to stretch it out a little bit longer, what do you do?
Yeah.
You ask the witnesses.
Could be.
If you ask
now,
the witnesses, you could take it out past Super Tuesday.
All right. You keep the process going. Well, I don't know. It's possible.
And there's a better part about all that. You can blame it all on Trump.
Yeah, right. Well, they're going to do that anyhow, as you know, Ted. It's interesting because they seem to be just doubling down on all this stuff because they recognize, as Van Jones said, as you pointed out, and as Congressman from Texas Al Green said, look, we can't beat the guy at the polls. We've got to get him out of there some other way, and this apparently is their system for doing it. Ted, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it.
I got one more thing if I could really quick. You know what DNC stands for, don't you?
No. What does DNC stand for?
Democrat? Nah, communist.
Sadly, these days, that is a more apt description. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend, buddy. Dozen minutes after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'm joined by a gentleman who was with me on the phone last week. We were talking in the lead-up to the Rock the Red USA convention. He is John DeLemme, founder of Business Owners for Trump and the Conservative Business Journal. John, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the program.
Great to be live with you, Bob, live in Greenville, South Carolina.
Live at Vertical and Ventilating.
That's right. That's right. At Rock the Red, 106.3 Word. Love it.
Yep. You get all around the country, John. Give me the pulse of what you're hearing when you're on the road, because I know you speak
sure.
at a lot of events and you talk to a lot of people. What are the jungle drums telling you?
From the bellhops to the security to anyone that assists us any events, they're all going to vote for Trump. It's a landslide.
Wow.
This impeachment is a joke. It's an embarrassment. I believe as obviously Trump did phase one of the China deal the same day that the troll roll,
right.
the trolls rolled in
right.
with the impeachment, with Nadler.
With so much of solemnity and prayer.
You get the point. It's just embarrassing. I mean, people realize what it is they're actually, they're being so ignorant and they're embarrassing the intelligence of people. That's the process. And the economy is of epic levels. I mean, it hit another record-breaking number today.
Yeah. It's truly incredible, and this is one of the things that John does, because you specialize in helping people maximize capitalism in this booming
yeah.
Trump economy, and it's amazing. You know, I see things like all these millennials favor socialism over capitalism. They have no conception of what they're talking about. Capitalism, obviously, is the engine mm-hmm. for everything that makes America run.
Right.
How many people have come up from nothing
That's
thanks
right.
to capitalism?
That's why I always talk about capitalism is personal control, socialism is government control.
You bet.
I mean, it's a very important process. You know, as a matter of fact, my next book coming out, Making Capitalism Great Again, there's something here. Here's an excerpt from my magazine.
Yeah.
Socialism steals opportunities like a thief in a night. You no longer maintain control over your business or your ability to achieve personal success. Just look at Venezuela.
Right.
A lot of the Central American countries. You look at Cuba.
Right.
And what it is, it takes away the innovation, takes away God's gift in you to create and to invent and produce. It's horrible. I mean, socialism, these millennials and Bernie Sanders, to see the Democrats, and we're saying Trump's going to win a landslide 2020, bar none. What we have to equip for, and that's why we are conserving and protecting the values of America.
Right.
When Trump wins a landslide 2020, I mean, you heard what AOC said. If this was a different country, we wouldn't be in the same party.
Right.
I mean, it is going to be a radical war against America. And it is so important for all of you listening around. We all have to do what we do, no matter where we go. It could be the grocery store, the dry cleaner, the jewelry store, at a hotel lobby like this. Stand for American values. I see CNN, I turn it off. I've
right.
been working out 40 years of my life. I walk in the gym this morning, I said, excuse me, I'm not sure how you feel, but I can't listen to this. I turn it off.
Nice.
We have to take our circle of five people in 5 feet,
yep.
and conserve our values.
Right.
And it's so important. It's like, and you take a look at this, people, because there's a lot of Trump-trained people who just came on board for Trump-trained. I'm telling people, too, watch out for the people also who disappear during the landslide. He's
yes.
going to win, but
right.
Trump's tremendous. Trump's definitely the King David, as I say. But I always say, here's our corporate logo. My company started 20 years ago, an eagle and a flag.
Right.
America is the greatest country in the world. We have to be on guard for the socialists. Bernie Sanders is a nut job.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
The guy is a nut job.
Well, when you take your honeymoon to go to the old Soviet Union, what more evidence do you need? It's a quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show, and I got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk some more with John DeLemme about where we're going as we head towards November 2020 and the vital necessity of our standing up and explaining why America has been the most prosperous and successful nation on the face of the earth. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along the Friday afternoon edition of the Bobby Mack Show. I've taken it on the road today. I'm here at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Greenville. We're in the lobby where they're setting up for the Rock the Red USA convention. Tremendous array of speakers all weekend long. Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia is going to be the keynote speaker. Jeff Duncan, congressman from the 3rd District here in South Carolina, will be speaking as well. Tom Homan, a former director of ICE, is going to be here. And my guest right now, John DeLimmy, is going to be talking with me again momentarily. Mark Hendricks, who's our ops manager, he took over my role as a suit when I stepped back to just become a plebeian broadcaster and just do the show. Just brought me in a picture from out front in the hotel. There is a huge, like, 60-foot bus outside that is all decked out with Keep America Great Trump 2020, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I think they brought that baby up from Atlanta. In on my text line, I got to share this with you as well. Bobby, there's a little old lady that walks Poinsett Highway north of Cherrydale toward Furman to Old Buncombe and picks up litter along the way. I don't know who she is, but she deserves the WORD Citizenship Award. You know, it's those kind of people that you really appreciate. 5:23 on the show, I mentioned John DeLimmy, founder of Business Owners for Trump, and he is responsible for putting out the Conservative Business Journal. A couple of decades of experience as a strategic business coach, a marketing specialist, podcaster. You may have seen him on Fox Business Channel, on Varney & Company, as well as a regular contributor on LifeSet. John, we were just talking before the break about the comparative differences between socialism and capitalism, or communism and capitalism. And the ideas that we hear floated from the Democrat Party today, while they want to describe themselves as socialists, really, all they're doing is stealing a page from Marx and Lenin.
Oh, that's all it is. And what it comes down to, it's mind manipulation.
Yeah.
They're manipulating one's mind, and they're influencing them to believe things are free and they're going to get things for free. It is so deadly. And if you take a look at communism and socialism, 0.01% are fully profitable. And those are the dictators. Everything they say about Trump, they are. Everyone listening, you know, I always talk about taking notes. Everything that the Democrats say that Trump is, they are. Talk about calling a kettle black.
Right.
It is really, it is, it's actually comical. I have a whole checklist of what they said they are.
Yeah, it's mirroring. You know,
when
you hear them talk about all the accusations they make, what they're actually describing is what they themselves are doing and what they believe should be done.
They've done nothing in 3 years.
Right. Look, well, except try and impeach Trump.
I mean, we have right here, we have to go on for two more hours, we have 77 Trump accomplishments.
Wow.
And what's amazing is these are even old.
Yeah.
Like, these are outdated.
Right,
like,
before
like the
job before,
report.
Right.
The
China
deal is going to the USMCA.
Right.
All of the immigration numbers, the ICE numbers, the unemployment numbers, everything has increased. The Democrats have done nothing. And I always say there's no Democratic Party left. There really is not.
There isn't.
There's no Democratic Party.
Right.
I mean, when you watch a debate, there's no American flag. That's horrible.
Right.
That's disgusting.
You know, and the other day we saw the demonstrations in Tehran, and I said on the show, isn't it amazing? The Iranians have more American flags than the Democrat Party does.
I mean, he took out two of the top terrorists, al-Baghdadi.
Right.
And
General Soleimani.
I mean, those are the two top people that killed, had American blood in their hands. And these Democrats call him a leader. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to call him out. It's
an austere or revered Islamic scholar when these guys are nothing but murderers.
I mean, it's interesting. You know, we are now White House press-approved media. I actually have my name tag from when we were at the last rally.
Nice.
And we were in the pit. And we actually, you know, when Trump says they turn the light off. I mean, they don't want to hear it. And the media's over. I mean, they are just building a grave for themselves.
Yeah, they are.
When Trump wins landslide 2020, I mean, it's an embarrassment. I mean, what they're saying, a journalist, as you know, as being in this industry for many years and being an expert at it, a journalist will actually listen to something, journal, and report it.
Right. A factual report of what happened.
There's no more journalism left.
No, there's not. It's nothing but propaganda.
I mean, there's no media.
Yeah.
And that's why for all of everyone listening.
Well, they're the PR arm of the Democrat Socialist Party. That's all they are.
I mean, they're embarrassed. I mean, you think of Rachel Maddow. You think of Don Lemon. You think of, now I'm from New York originally.
Right.
I grew up in Yonkers. I know the Cuomos. They're horrible. I mean, de Blasio has destroyed New York.
Right.
I mean, the law enforcement is horrendous.
Well, look at their policies. Look at what Cuomo did in the last iteration of the legislature. They passed a new law that's now in effect in New York where you can come in with misdemeanors and some felonies and you don't have to post bail.
And then getting a driver's license with no ID for illegal immigration to vote. And it's great to have all the pro-life people here.
You bet.
Where they applauded on infanticide.
Yeah.
In Albany.
Right.
And as a New Yorker, we're doing a big event in Manhattan, and I can call them out. I was born and raised there.
Right.
It's horrific.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's so gross against the founding fathers of America and against what this country is about. And that's why we have to conserve and protect. Because everyone listening, when Trump does win in 2020, as we talked about, I think, off air, it's going to be a war.
Yeah, there will be.
It's going to be. And once again, just
The people in Bernie's campaign have already warned about that. You know, and did Bernie Sanders fire the guy who said we're going to start burning down cities? No, it probably gave him a medal.
I mean, we're in Palm Beach and Broward County. And
right.
Palm Beach and Broward County is known to be massively liberal. I mean, I actually brought for you the Palm Beach Daily News, which is like,
this
is called the Shiny Sheets. It's only on Palm Beach Island.
Right.
And we actually canceled a subscription for like 6 months because I couldn't even take the negative media, but I just read it to be in the know. Because I'm an old school guy, I read a paper. Difficult for me online.
I read
e-books and e-stuff. But every single day, there's something negative about Trump. Meanwhile, Palm Beach has broken every single record in real estate. They just listed a $17.5 million condo. They just sold a $90 million man. The numbers. And I always tell the guys, I say, hashtag, give me your Trump money.
Right.
Before we talk about how much you dislike Trump, give me all the increase of your 401k, your retirement plan, your pension plan, and your stock, and your real estate equity. Give me all that. Then tell me how much you dislike him.
Right, yeah, and how terrible his administration is.
Yeah,
you're getting rich in the process.
You know what? How about you have Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, or Mayor Pete run your 401, negotiate with Iran.
Mayor Pete, the biggest decision he's had to make is what kind of swings to put in the playgrounds in South Bend, Indiana. You want him dealing with Tehran?
My wife is, she's very influential on social media with us and Trump, and she put a meme out last week. She goes, I can't vote for a guy that looks like his mother left him in the back seat while she shops in Marshalls.
Probably in the summertime, the windows rolled up in the car.
The guy, guys. I mean, you got no backbone. I mean, they're the ultimate. They are the ultimate politicians. You are
sure.
The ultimate manipulators. And I like the hot mic. We know hot mics being
in this business,
right?
Right.
You look at Warren and Sanders, hot mic in a debate.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do this now. I mean, they're nuts. But here's the exciting part. We do know there's going to be a debate. President Donald J. Trump, it's going to be the most watched debate ever in history.
No matter who it is, because it's one designated victim or another.
What kid? Joe Biden's going to lose his mind.
Right.
He's going to gaff like there's no tomorrow.
Well, he can't keep his teeth in, poor baby.
And then, you know this better than anybody, they've never been pressed. You know, I've been in situations where I'll do a debate. I'm like, you give me 30 seconds. You go, don't scream and yell.
Right.
Just because you yell loud and you stand up doesn't mean
you're
knowledgeable.
Yeah, doesn't mean you won. Right.
Just let's debate fact versus fact. Like what I do, I always go to my accomplishments. Just go, okay, let me just go right here. Let me just read five of the 77 that are outdated and all the numbers have increased.
Yeah.
And they sit there like, but. But he's a racist, which is the dumbest statement ever.
Yeah.
But he's a racist. You know, that's the dumbest statement.
And yet, if you go back and you look at the pictures, there's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton presenting Donald Trump an award from the NAACP in New York, you know, and now he's a racist.
And I believe President Trump's going to get, and you can quote this in your show, I believe President Trump will get the largest African-American vote ever for a Republican in history.
And put the Hispanic vote right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm very involved with the Latinos for Trump, Hispanics for Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be part of the landslide.
I did a big event with the Latinos for Trump and Hispanics for Trump in Miami, Battleground for Florida.
Right.
We had Jesse Hawken come in, who founded Lexit, been in White House three times.
Right.
The Latinos, eggs, and Democratic Party. You'll appreciate this. CNN called him. We flew him out on Wednesday. They wanted to come to our event on Thursday. I said, no.
Right.
CNN's not coming in.
Right.
And they said, well, you're media. I said, I'm not letting them in. We actually had a sheriff at the front door saying, don't let them in. They're going to come in and just do nothing. They couldn't. But I said, we don't need you.
Right.
The people do not need the media. We're the media.
You bet.
Circle of five.
John DeLemme is one of the speakers this weekend at the Rock the Red USA event. John, great to see you,
as always. Thank you, awesome, brother.
Thank you for your time, my friend.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing you speak this weekend.
5:32 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break for the news and then right back on the other side. 5 o'clock Follies rolls on here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll tell you what, this is about as much fun as I've had in a while. It is the Rock the Red USA Convention. It's just getting started. The kickoff is tonight, a big banquet to kick things off. And then all the speakers will be on display tomorrow and Sunday here at the Embassy Suites Hotel here in Greenville. And then looking ahead past the weekend, Monday night at 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8, will be the last debate between the two surviving candidates in the runoff in the GOP primary for the sheriff's office. That is going to be broadcast on WORD from 7 until 8. And it's going to be in a smaller environment this time. We have gone a little bit smaller venue. We're going to be doing it from the GOP, Greenville County GOP headquarters. That is at 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. And, of course, you'll be able to hear that here on WORD. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Ray, who is, I believe, in Clinton. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Yes, nice to talk to you again. I was fun listening to you on the phone here while I was waiting. And hearing Donna Fiducci mention Seton Hall.
Yes.
76 years ago or so, I was born into a family that lived less than a mile away from Seton Hall.
Wow.
So I'm well familiar with that area.
Yeah, that's her alma mater. In fact, one of the guys...
I took my graduate entrance exam at Seton Hall. But you mentioned something about these... rock and roll people getting taken into the Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, what I kind of, spun something in my mind here that, do you remember Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs?
Sure.
Yeah, their song is probably still playing as it reaches the outer reaches of the universe.
Yeah, Wooly Bully.
Yeah, they put it on a satellite and sent it out into space. And I was wondering if they made it to the Hall of Fame.
No, unfortunately, they did not. Mr. DiMuccio, is that his last name? I'm trying to remember. They actually appeared several years ago. This has been more than a decade now, actually, in Memphis.
Yeah.
They have a music festival there in the spring, and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs actually appeared there. Yeah, it's amazing how many great acts have not made it yet into the Rock Hall. Thanks for the call, Ray. I appreciate it. 542 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I am talking this afternoon with a number of the individuals who are going to be speaking throughout the course of the weekend here, and one of those speakers joins me now. Her name is Lucretia Hughes, and she has a story that you need to hear. Lucretia, we probably are related somewhere, Lucretia, because my mother's maiden name was Hughes.
And see, I'm originally from Commerce, Georgia, but my father's side of the family lives and born and raised in Spartanburg. So South Carolina is my home also.
There you go. It's great to have you here. And I know that a lot of people, when they hear you speak this weekend, are going to be moved by your story. Give us a little preview, if you would, of what brought you to this point in your life.
What brought me to this point in my life is I got tired of being knocked down and laying there, being knocked down and expecting a handout.
Mm-hmm.
When you start understanding that your children comes first,
right.
It's first is God comes first, and you try to follow that path in life, you're going to tumble, you're going to fall, you're going to fail.
Sure,
but
we all
it's
do.
Up to you and the free will to get up. So I decided that, I'm a mother of four. I had four children before I was 20 years old. I lived in the projects. I've been on every welfare program there possibly was, but I wasn't raised that way.
Right.
My father is a Vietnam vet. My stepfather is the founding member of the Black Panther Party of New York City.
Wow.
And my mom don't play. And I come a long line of doctors and lawyers and stuff, so how am I going to be the lackey?
Right. Right.
So I had to, after I gave my life over to Christ at 25, slowly but surely my life has built to the point where it's at now. In politics, it was the first year after Barack Obama that made me wake up and realize this guy is hoodwinking the whole United States.
You bet.
And that's exactly what he did.
Well, and if you listen to his words, he talked about transforming the United States, meaning he wants to change it into something other than what it has been that's allowed people such as yourself and myself to become successful, to have an opportunity to use our talents and abilities to the best that we possibly can do.
Yeah, but no one knew fundamentally meaning that he was going to sell our sovereignty to the New World Order in the deep state.
Well,
no
yeah.
one knew that that slick sales talker
Very
was
true.
The one that was going to channel and usher us in to the point that where you can't recognize what we was raised in.
Right.
Well, kids don't have respect for authority. Most people don't have respect for authority. You don't support the military. And that's everything that I was raised to think. You're supposed to support the military. You're supposed to put the innocents first.
Yes.
You're supposed to respect the elderly. But you see now everything that the Democrat stands for isn't God, family, country, Trump. It's for their own party, and then also global. And I see it, so why can't other people see it?
It's a good question, you know, because it is out there for anybody that cares to look and dig below the surface of what the propagandists in the mainstream media want to tell them. A recent example, of course, is what happened in Iran. You know, Barack Obama sends the regime in Tehran $150 billion
in an unmarked plane.
And in cash.
Yes. In other different currencies, just not the dollar.
Exactly. Yeah, Swiss francs and what have you. And Donald Trump sends him instead a Hellfire missile.
I call it the father of all bombs.
yeah. And what do we see from the Democrat Party? Sympathy for a dead terrorist who killed over 600 American soldiers.
What do you expect? They're showing their true colors. They've been talking about it, but they really telling the American citizens right now, especially in this political arena, they promising the world everything else, but they promising the Americans to overburden us with taxes,
right,
to go ahead and take away our ability to take care of ourselves. But like you, AOC just came out and said, she didn't even know what inherent rights were.
Right.
So yeah. that tells me she has no idea what the Bill of Rights is. So she needs to go back and study those 12 amendments,
yes,
especially number 1, number 2, all the way to number 4.
You bet. Her name is Lucretia Hughes. She's got a great story to tell, and she's going to be sharing it this weekend here at the Rock the Red USA convention at the Embassy Suites Hotel.
Yeah,
Lucretia,
but you didn't warn them that I'm the opening speaker. I get to set the tone for this place. We're going to blow the lid off this place.
Well,
tomorrow.
What can I say except you go, girl.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Great
Absolutely.
To have you here. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. It's 5:47 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 13 before 6 here on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's great to have you along. 5:52 now. It's 8 before 6. I'm here at the Embassy Suites Hotel, which is the site for the Rock the Red USA convention that's going to be going on this weekend. Somebody handed me a note just a moment ago, and it says, and I quote, "This election is crucial, but you can affect its outcome in a way progressives never will." Now, that may give you pause, and you may think, well, how can I affect the outcome of this election in a way that progressives won't? And the note goes on to say, every day pray for each state's electoral votes. This will change our nation, this will change us, but most importantly, this is something progressives won't do. There is a message in there. Kevin Jackson joins me. Kevin was with me a couple of weeks ago on the phone leading up to the Rock the Red USA convention. He is from L.A. He is an author. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a movie maker. He's a former Fox News contributor. And he's an African-American. And we were just talking about...
I'm black, man.
There you go. We were just talking about how stunning it's going to be for the Democrat Party, the socialist Marxists that now run that party, when they see the election results in November and they see what happens in black communities, Latino communities, and all the rest.
The party of rich white black, rich white people.
Yeah.
Look at that convention. I mean, that debate
the
that
debate.
Happened the other night. Holy cow, man.
Right.
It was a whiteout. It was a white fest. It was a blizzard. Right, Bobby Mack?
I said on the show the next day, you didn't need a color TV anymore.
That was what the Babylon Bee did. Yeah, it was hysterical. Look, you're talking about people that are rich,
right.
Elitist.
Right.
They have nothing in common with the people that they claim to recommend. Oh, my God, it's a poor. We represent the poor. We represent the downtrodden, the people that really need support.
Sure they do.
And it was just, and here's what's funny. They got a billionaire up there, Tom Steyer. They got a billionaire in waiting, richer than him.
Right.
Right. Oh, what's his face out of, you know what I'm talking about. What's his name?
Doomberg.
Doomberg.
Yeah, Mike Doomberg.
Right. I don't want you to drink more than 16 ounces of cola.
That's right. Yeah. Don't do that.
And it better not be white. It better be a Sprite, because if you bring cola, he might arrest you.
And by the way, I'm coming for your guns.
Right. I want your guns. And then you got Bernie, the socialist millionaire.
Crazy comic,
you know, communist who's now become a millionaire. So this is the party they claim represents them.
Right.
And then
the party of the downtrodden and the underclass.
Right. Exactly. Right. And then you got Seth, what's his face, one of these comedic hacks talking about the Republican Party is so white. Shut up.
Right.
Nobody's listening to these clowns.
Take a look at your debate field.
Right. Yeah. So we have, and by the way, get this. Two blacks that very much mimic Barack Obama. Senator Kamala Harris, light-skinned Negro with no dialect, no black dialect.
Right.
Cory Booker, light-skinned Negro, just like Obama. This was a rejection of Barack Obama, Bobby Mack.
Right. Because nobody's voted yet, and yet they're out of the field. How does this happen?
And what did Tom Perez say? It's not our candidates. It's our voters that didn't vote for the black people. So what Perez was saying is our voters are racist. I love it.
You got to love
it. The ironies are amazing.
You know, we talked about how, you know, comedians these days can't go anywhere near a college campus because, you know, they'll trigger.
Who wants
Well, yeah.
Well, other than that, I would love to see some epileptic fits if I was out there. Oh, my God, you can't imagine that campus.
Oh, I'm triggered. They're seeking their safe spaces. But it's amazing. That's one of the things that's universal about the left. They have no self-awareness, number one, but apparently they're missing in their DNA the humor gene because they have no sense of humor whatsoever.
Hey, I'm going to give everybody a stock tip. Invest in cry closets.
Because they're...
Come November, it's going to be a lot of tears.
You better believe it.
So here's what we've been doing. Our team has been moving the black vote. And a lot of it's organic in the sense that Donald Trump has done a remarkable job for blacks.
Right. And his policies are what's
doing
it. I'm
saying, the policies are in effect, but it's still a messaging issue.
True.
In the black community, when we were testing, there were people that still, Donald Trump's a racist, and we were challenging him on. So what we did is we ran things on criminal justice reform.
Right.
We ran things on our education platform, which is seekingeducationalexcellence.org for those listening. And what we were able to do was mobilize young black men on criminal justice reform.
Right.
Black women on school choice.
Right.
And suddenly... This vote is one of my buddies, Jack Brewer, NFL star, goes, I think the blacks will be 20%. I said, Jack, the black vote for Trump will approach 40%.
Wow.
And that's going to blow the minds of the left.
That'll be the death knell for them.
It already is.
Yeah.
Look, there is not a special interest group on the planet that Donald Trump has not made headroads in.
Right.
In independence, Donald Trump's winning independence. Women, white women with college educations, black women, black men. Latinos, you want to know why? Because he focuses on the things that matter to us.
You bet. Right. And he's, even though he is a rich guy.
Who knows it? You don't think of it. When you think of
you
Trump,
don't.
You don't. Bloomberg looks like a stuffy billionaire.
Yeah, he does.
Tom Steyer looks like Mr. Magoo, the billionaire that got lucky.
A guy with one tie and one belt.
Donald Trump looks like a dude that goes, he's a guy you're going to shoot pool with, go have a brewski
have a
with.
Have a beer with.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that resonates. And here's the problem the Democrats suffer from the most. This guy has brought it. He's a freaking rock star.
Yeah, he is.
Don't just look at the number of people that go to these rallies.
Right.
Look at the content. 21% independent out of Ohio. Right. 22% Democrat.
And people that never voted before.
People that didn't vote. They said this last one, 56% were non-Republicans at the last at the Milwaukee.
Stunning stuff. Kevin Jackson, who's going to be speaking this weekend. Rock the Red USA. You got to get down here. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites. Kevin, great to see you, brother.
You as well, Bobby.
Thanks
Mackey.
Very much
keep
for your time, sir. You are very much appreciated, Kevin. Thank you. Great to have you here. See you back with a bonus hour on the way next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.